the bust up with Terry Butcher and Graham Robertson. I talk us through what happened.
It wasn't really a bust up, to be honest with you. It was, if you ask any keeper, I used to say to the midfielder at St. Hans, look, just launch it, first couple of seconds. As soon as we get the ball, launch it in the goalkeeper. And I'll go and give him a hit. And I used to do it all the time. I used to do it in England. I still up here. And you get away with it in the first couple of seconds. And I used to smash Chris all the time. And this time I've hit Chris and he's went in the net, but he's touched it around the post. And it was a foul. I mean, I battered him. Uh-huh. And the referee gave a corner. And I couldn't stop laughing. And so he wasn't happy. Uh-huh. So the next time I went for it, I went and I've just challenged the ball. He could have picked up earlier than what he did. And he went to pick it up. And as he went to pick it up, he brought his arm up to try and catch me. And that's when it all kicked off, you know. I put my hands up to stop it. And then it was, me and Chris, it was like handbags at 10 paces. And then yeah. I've walked away. As I'm backing off, I'm laughing. And a big butcher come in and shoved me. And that's when I went back in. And then I seen Robbo coming over the top with a punch. And I thought, time to get down. Because I looked around and all my teammates were running away. They would get told not to get involved. And I looked and I seen Paul McStay running towards me and I thought, God, if it's only Paul coming towards me, time we get in.
I'm in trouble.
Yeah, I'm in big trouble. So,
Paul, did you think that would blow up as much as it did?
No. Well, it was, I guess, I couldn't believe I got sent off. The referee crapped it, honestly. He never refereed a top game again. No. So that's how bad he made. Massive mistake. But because of that, some prosecutor decided to get involved, and it was the first time, I mean, it had to be me, didn't it? World football. The first time police ever get involved in football. And it had to be me, so. And the court case was, I mean, when I went to get charged, I couldn't believe Big Billy phoned me, and I was having a party in the house.
Not like you.
I know. And he said, who's there with you? And I says, why? He says, who's there with you? I says, well, a couple of boys in Big Alan McKnight. And he says, get me drive you. And I says, you've got to drive. I said, I can't drive, I'm pissed. I was still pissed for the night before. And he says, get Big Alan to drive. Don't care if he loses his licence. And I had to drop him at, he dropped me at Bellison Park, to one of the hotels there, to be met Len Murray, the lawyer, who dealt with everyone, dealt with all the boys, Rangers boys as well, was a massive lawyer. And we had to go and get charged. And I couldn't believe it. I thought it was one of the crazy. It was like incredible. There was that many press outside this police station for us to go, and we had to go in individually to get charged and then just walk out. That was it, just get charged, don't say nothing, don't reply, don't say anything, and that was it.
Were you and the Rangers boys speaking like, I can't believe this is happening?
We're all pals, I mean, uh-huh. We're all pals, and then it came to court and we couldn't leave court because of the world press. Honestly, it was terrible. I thought I'd a mass murderer or something. Uh-huh. I'd never bought so many suits. I had to wear different suits every day because of the colours. You couldn't wear the same suit twice, couldn't you? So it was embarrassing. But we were playing Hearts on Saturday and Friday. Now, I'm a great believer in if one was guilty, we were all guilty. But I didn't think I can't remember what it sounds. We were inciting a riot and breaching a peace or something. It was embarrassing. Uh-huh. And we went and it was Chris Woods guilty, and I thought, oh, well, we're all done. Terry Butcher guilty, Francis McAvaney not guilty, and I busted laughing. And Chris is going, you started this. This is the dock. And then Graham Roberts, not proven. And Robbo went, what's that mean? I said, they know it was you, they can't prove it. So he wasn't too happy about it. I remember he was in the dock. Or he was getting it for the Scotland job, the assistant manager, and he said, you ever been in trouble? And he said, no. And they had to give him his application form back and say, you sure about that? Because he got done, it was a criminal record.
Wow.
It's incredible, scary, you know. Yeah. But we were all pals, and, you know, the court case was called, it was a press, it was luxury for them, it was called Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It was just brilliant. You couldn't make it up, it was brilliant. And then, of course, that was when the court said, I turned up at Edinburgh on a Friday night to the hotel and all the boys are applauding me and I walked in and all that. And that's when I says they couldn't even beat us in court that year. So it was good. It was a good year.
How satisfying was it to beat them Rangers that year? Because I think they were spending a lot more money than Celtic.
A lot more money. It was massively.
What do you think it was doing? Just the team spirit?
Just the, because it was just, I don't think many people realised the pressure it was on us because most of the boys were Celtic supporters, and to win it, I think there's only four or five teams won it in their centenary year. You know, and you're in there with great company. I think Real Madrid and Barcelona and Liverpool, I think there's no many more. So it was massive, especially with Rangers spending the money and Graham doing the influx of people, you know, Graham Souness. Mm-hmm. You know, I knew it was going to happen because he told me when I woke up, when I was sharing the room with him, that it was what was going to happen.
Right.
He was taking over Rangers and it was incredible. And everything he done, everything he says was right. And, you know, and what a player he is, and he still played. But
who was the characters in that centenary year? Was there a few?
Rod Air, Mark McGee was funny, Granty, you know, it was good for, it was just all the boys. Big Roy. Big Roy's never had a drink in his life and he's one of the funniest guys you've ever met, you know. When you go out on a night out, you would swear he was pissed. Because he's just that kind of guy.
Is he?
Yeah,
you've just, never seen what that, no, you never think that, God,
I never, knew he didn't drink until I signed him. I always thought he was pissed every time I met him. So he was that funny. He was just, he was hilarious. You know, he's a good guy. You know, when I go out, I don't get the jokes, everyone else, and I'm, if I'm not drinking, you know, and people are pissed all around about you. And they're all laughing, you go, well, I don't find that funny. And Roy's different, you know, he just
goes with it.
He just goes with it, never doesn't drink, but he just goes with it.
Would that be the best season of your career?
Probably. I had two great seasons. I had two really good seasons, you know. Down at West Ham, it's hard to believe, we went to the last game of the season to win the league. Wow. You know, that's never going to happen again at West Ham.
Yeah.
I hope it does, because I love the club, but that's never going to happen again, you know. Different pressure at Celtic because you're expected to win at Celtic, and even though they were penny pinching back in the day, that season was frightening because we were expected. And for the fans, being fans, you knew what it meant to the fans. That was the biggest thing. I knew what it meant. I mean, because I was a fan. I was a fan before I played. So it was Tommy Burns used to say that to me. He said, "You're different from anything else because." I mean, they're all fans, but they'll come through the ranks and through the youth academy and all that. I never done that. I was in the terrace until I was 18. So I was shouting at them, telling them how crap they were and all that. No.
That Scottish Cup final, 1988, Margaret Thatcher was there that day. Did you get any word on?
I did, yes, I did. We had to speak to her under the stand because they wouldn't let her out on the pitch. So we met her under the stands, and Big Roy's going, "Macca, don't say nothing." I'm going, right, okay. And then we met her, and I've just come up from England. And Roy's introducing everyone. I shook her hand and I says, "Thanks, Mum." She went, "Thanks for what?" I says, "Bringing the tax down 20%. So I was on 60% in England. And then I come up here, I was on 40, so I thanked her very much. She was like, she went, "Oh, no problem." And then I scored the two goals and when I went up to get a trophy, she went, "Thanks very much." I was like,
"Did you get a wee kiss?"
Ah, no, a wee blonde. That's a little blonde. I never went, never made an effort. No.
Talk us through that, the dramatic final.
But it was a lot of games that day, a lot of games that year. We were, we won the last couple of minutes. We were just that kind of team, and we didn't know. I mean, the semi final was a classic example. I was having an absolute shocker in the semi final, and Roy took Andy Walker, the gaffer took Andy Walker off, and Mark came on and he's saying, "Keep going." I'm saying, "Keep going." And Mark was going out right, and I says, "You come in the middle." And he says, No, the gaffer wants you in the middle. I says, "Dengis, I'm having a nightmare." I says, "You come in." That's when I went out to the wing, I launched the ball, and Henry dropped it. Henry Smith, the goalkeeper for Hearts, it was great, you know. Blamed the son, but it wasn't. I knew he was suspect with these things, so. And he dropped the ball and that got his equalised, and then we scored the winner, and it was great. I made up for it in the final because I had an absolute shocker at hand in the semi-final, and I made up for it in the final. So that was real. I really focused on that game, it was great. My first final, so it was good. And my first real game against Rangers, that was the biggest thing. I've never focused so much in one game after getting sent off at Ibrox. Focused on the 2nd of January against Rangers at Celtic Park, and never focused so much on one game. And we beat them 2-0 and I scored the two of them. So it was great to hear the fans singing. That was when anyone who is a Celtic supporter will know what I'm talking about. It's when they all started singing Happy Birthday. It was like 2nd of January. It was magnificent. And the hairs were back of my neck. And it was just great. It was just the whole stadium was singing. It was good.
And then Louis Macari comes in as manager.
Worst decision ever. I had him at West Ham.
Right.
We got him sacked at West Ham.
Deliberately?
He was hopeless.
Was he?
He was never there.
Right.
Never there. He was hopeless. He just wanted... His idea of training was you get the ball to the byline, kick it as high as you can, and you've got one bounce, you've got to catch him before the halfway line. That's just, and if you get beat, not to do with him, it was you, you weren't fit enough. So he gave you running, you know.
And you were used to passing the ball.
He said in a podcast down in England that he kept on at me about fitness and all that kind of stuff. And he says, and I told him he wasn't fit enough. And he said, and then what happened, we had to wheel him into the hospital at Stoke. And I thought, you arrogant little, it was the first game of the season. It was just after pre-season, nobody's no fit.
No.
You know, it was just a bad tackle. It was one of his pals, Chris Kamara, but it was a late tackle, but it wasn't meant. It was, I'm not blaming Chris. I think it was he wanted to put me at that game, which I do that to people as well, but uh-huh. No, out the game, if you know what I mean. But he put me up for, they took me to Stoke, and the guy in Stoke, he says, you won't be able to walk properly, never mind play football again. I thought, who the F are you? And I was raging, I was in so much, to be honest, I wasn't in that much pain, because when it's that bad, you don't feel it. Uh-huh. The pain was like a burning sensation, so I phoned the physio, and the bus came to pick me up, and Lou wasn't there. So all this crap, he was talking to me, he wasn't even on the bus. I went back to London, the guy came in at 1 in the morning, and he says, I'll sort it. And I says, the guy at Stoke says, I won't be able to walk right. And he says, it's an accident, emergency. He said, I don't understand why they sent you there.
Should have been a specialist straight away.
Straight away. So that was McCarry for you. So he's a horrible. And then I got to OK to start training on Christmas Eve, and he took me in on Christmas Day and gave me a 4 mile road run. But blew my ankle up again, so I got told to do light training, and he took me in a 4 mile run. Wow. He's a horrible little person.
So when you heard he was getting the Celtic job, did you?
That was me. I knew it was on my way out. You know, and he stopped me going to Man City. Man City came in and they wanted to give me $5,000 a week. Deal was done, and McCarry put a plug in it. He says, "Oh, they pulled out it." And my agent phoned Brian Horton, who was the manager at Man City, and he says, "No, it's not too good." He says, "McCarry put a plug," and took so much Swindon. Which Davy Hay, it was great to play for Davy Hay, but it was a strange one. Mm-hmm. A lot less money. It was only on loan anyway, but...
So as soon as he came in, did he say, I want you away?
Aye, uh-huh. It was obvious.
Right.
It was obvious. We hypnotised him, didn't it, West Ham? And we got hypnotist to put him out, and we all went to a party. He didn't like it. He wasn't too happy when he woke up and there's nobody there.
Oh, brilliant. Did Souness try to sign you for Rangers?
Yes, he did. He asked me when I was in the World Cup. And he hadn't bought the Rangers at the time, but he said, would you, with her? Nah, I said, no. And he was telling me he had no money and all that. I'm saying, give him £1 million. But being a Glasgow boy, it's not about... I don't dislike Rangers because of the religion, and it's just because I'm a Celtic supporter. Mm-hmm. And being a Glasgow boy, I know what it would mean to my... Sorry.
That's a ring,
I know what it meant to my family. Tosh McKinley. Tell you what, he gets into everything, doesn't he? Tosh. You never leave me alone. knowing what it meant to my family, I couldn't go to Rangers because, you know, just... Not because of any other reason than... I don't like them. Mm-hmm. You know, I like them, and I like all the players. I mean, Coyson, that's my pals. I mean, we kept living daylights out of each other, but I was just a Celtic supporter, and I couldn't do that to my family and that. And I knew what it meant, you know, and it would have been a lot easier for me to go to Rangers than anyone else because I wasn't at Celtic at the time, I was at West Ham. But I still knew that they knew that I was a Celtic supporter, and Graham said it had to be myself, Charlie Nicholas, or Morris Johnson. Because he wanted to break that divide down.
Right.
And we were all high-profile Roman Catholics, so...
And was he a good guy, Souness?
Souness was brilliant. He was great to me. Uh-huh. Actually, when going back to the old board, when the old court case, I was getting Jimmy Farrell as my representative, and they weren't giving me a barrister. They weren't paying for a barrister. And Souness phoned me up and says, you know... He was laughing. He says, you're Celtic, not getting your barrister. I says, no. He says, I'll get one. Oh, I don't start. He says, no, it's not for Rangers, I'll get you one. And then I says, no, but you've just gave me the ammunition that I need. And I went and said to Billy, I says, Rangers have just offered to buy me a barrister. Buzz, have it? I said, no, but I says, if you don't get my barrister, I'm going to go to the Sun and the newspapers will get me one, because I'm not going to court with the three of them have got barristers and I've no. Mm-hmm. And I get the best of the lot. But we're standing there Friday waiting, I got them off fish on the Friday. And the Rangers boys off fish, good Catholic steaks. And none of them knew anything about it, you know, and Bob and Murder was laughing. And Graham Roberts going, what are you doing? I says, Catholic steaks, you know, big fish. And Rob was going, but it's a fish. He didn't understand it. So that shows you how much they knew. But we went out and Jimmy Farrell, who's at, God rest him, I think he's gone now, but he said, don't worry, Patrick, we'll win this. Didn't even know my name.
Really, huh?
He'd lost it. We used to call him Poor Hulk, so we used to call him Mr. Magoo, because he was great. He used to get lost at airports and all that. You know, he was just a lovely old guy, yeah, you know, yeah, but it was magnificent. Him representing me, I thought, nah, it's not going to happen. So.
Well, how was it sad to leave Celtic then? Huh?
I was Jim White, actually, once in his life, he'd done well for me, because he caught me at Glasgow Airport when I was leaving,
right,
after my last game at Celtic. And I was just sitting in a corner in tears. And the camera crew never used it, so.
Oh, did he not know?
No, I didn't use it, no.
Jim White here?
Aye, Jim White, Sky Sports News, aye.
So you were crying in the airport,
aye? I was in tears, I didn't want to leave. I didn't want, I had the chance to go to Arsenal, but I was so disillusioned, honestly, with football, with what happened at Celtic, that I'm back at West Ham, because I didn't have to prove none at West Ham. Mm-hmm. You know, and I loved them, man, I'm loyal that way. But Arsenal were going to win the league, West Ham were getting relegated, it didn't make sense.
Right.
But it did to me, because
you wanted to go somewhere.
But I didn't think McCarrie was going to get a job. That would have been a deal breaker. That was.
Do you still go down to the games at that?
Yeah, I don't. I've not been down in the stadium. I've got a ticket for life. I've got a ticket for life. You know, it's great. Mm-hmm. I've got a ticket there. I've got a letter. Anytime I want tickets, any extra tickets, just phone up. But I've got a ticket for life. Don't have to phone.
It's the same deal at Stringfellas, isn't it?
Same deal at Stringfellas. I've got a membership for life there. Yeah. I'm an ambassador. I'm an ambassador for Stringfellas. Yeah, I don't want a job at Celtic. Bollocks to that. You didn't give me an ambassador job at Stringfellas.
Did you ever fancy the management or the coaching there?
Nah. Years ago, I applied for the Arsenal job, and they sent me a letter saying they want Arsene Wenger, not Arsene about. Holy joke, right? I hope you can get away with that.
Of course you can, that's fine. But never fancied it,
nah? Nah.
How come?
I done my badges that years ago in England, just because the SFA said I couldn't do them up here. I done them in England, but it was, I don't know if I've got patience. Mm-hmm. You know, a motivational speaker. I don't know. The boys keep shouting at me, because I keep shouting at people at football, you know. Mm-hmm. Don't do simple things.
So I went
to Caribbean, you know what I'd love? I went to Caribbean and the Minister of Sport came. The Minister of Sport found it was in, he came and took me at a game. And I loved it, you know. Mm-hmm. I absolutely loved it. It was a throwback to when I played the old pitches. No, pitches were no the best in the world. And the boys just loved football, and they were blood and guts. They were just going through tackles, and I thought, these boys, I could teach these boys. You know, uh-huh. they would, because they're wanting to learn. You know, over here, it's, some of the boys now have got so much money that they don't. I was talking to, I'm not going to name a club, but I was talking to a coach, and they said, I'm good at what they do, but ask them to keep the ball up, and they can't do it. It's touch and
basics,
uh-huh. Yeah, just things that we took for granted, you know, and I keep telling people, and I know Paul Hartley does it, with the kids that he done it with Dundee, get a ball and go and get a wall, kick the ball off the wall. It's the best, people don't realise, that's the best training facility that you can get, mm-hmm. just a wall and get yourself a ball. You don't need nobody to coach you, just go and keep kicking it off the wall. And it teaches you how to kick with both feet, you know, and it's just, people nowadays are getting 200 grand a week and they kind of kick with their left feet if they're right footed, and I'm thinking, what? Mm-hmm. You know, they go down, they check back to pass it back away for somebody else to cross it. And I'm thinking, and the centre forward must be getting off his head, because you're making runs as a forward. You want to bond first time, and it's a shame.
Just a wee bit on Scotland, Frank.
Yes.
Talk us through the experience of going to a World Cup.
It was great. I get called into the squad after Jock Stein died, go rest him, and Fergie pulled me in, top goal scorer in England. and I scored at Hampden, you know, it was, and to play with my idol was kind of bliss. Mm-hmm. When Kenny left Celtic in 77, I thought my world had ended. That's how bad I, you know.
Took it.
Oh, I was inconsolable. So that was sad. And then I was playing up front with him, you know.
How good was he? Brilliant.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. Incredible. They say you shouldn't meet your heroes, but I'm pals with him now, so.
Uh-huh. He just got the stand named after him in that Liverpool, didn't he? Yeah.
Quite right. No before time. Kevin Keegan was superb at Liverpool, but there's only one person could have done that was Kenny, and so well respected and so liked. Apparently, when Tony Gilb went to Blackburn to play for him, and he kept phoning me up saying, "I don't know what he's saying." Couldn't understand. I was like, don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. Apparently the boy Flowers, it was the other goalkeeper, he says, Kenny was doing a team talk. And he turned around to Flowers, he says, "Where my man?" He said, "I didn't understand the word." He says, "Nobody does." He says, "Don't worry about it. When he goes out, we look at the chart underneath, it tells you who you're marking." He says, "Nobody can understand." Brilliant.
The standard of that Scotland team though, was it excellent? Huh?
Yeah, superb. Well, I think so. I was fortunate, you know, so many great players. Kenny, Souness and behind us, Big Roy, the wonderful David Cooper, God rest him, what a player he was.
Was he?
Oh, he was like a magician. That left foot of his was, it was incredible.
5 caps, Scotland?
Yes.
Does that annoy you for the player that you
were? Nah, not really. Do you know what? I'm very fortunate that I got a cap. When you consider the players I was up against Kenny, Graham Sharp, David Speedy, Charlie Nicholas, who else was there? There was loads of Coyce was coming through, right. Mo. I mean,
top players.
Top uh-huh. players. So for me to get, sorry, he's getting a pest.
That's all right, mate.
For me to get 5 was, you know, because I'd have got more if it was a decent manager. I know I'd have got more, but the dictator, the school teacher came in, Andy Roxburgh, so that was me.
What were you like, people were?
I wasn't very good at school, so, you know.
Is that what he was like?
Okay, he picked me for a game, and I ran out, and I'm not very good in the mornings, and I ran out and he said, "Micah, pull your socks up." And I says, "Right, sorry, gaffer." And he went, "Come here, pull your socks up." I'm like, "What?" He said, "Pull your socks up." I had to pull my socks up, and I had to put socks on the right way so that I could show the umbrella sign. And I thought, "You're having a laugh, aren't you?" Anyone that's more concerned about showing the umbrella sign or showing the sponsor sign is terrible. That's what he's interested in. Mm-hmm. And I think it was me and Richard Goff, it was his last game as well.
Was there a bust up on Mard?
He was hopeless. Mm-hmm. He used to do keep you ups, keep the bottom on it. You're like, "What?" And his wee sticks, he used to stick his wee sticks, wee cocktail sticks, and we're going to Saudi Arabia, and he put them in the back of the seats. And they couldn't, SFA wouldn't give you first class, and so you had to, they bought a row of seats, and then a row of seats empty, so you could put the seats down, so you could stretch out. Mm-hmm. Just miserable, typical. Anyway, you put these wee cocktail sticks with a wee bit of paper on them, 1 div and 2 div, and you put them on the back of these seats, and they're going, "What's that for?" Basically, if you play cards, and if you lost, you could do another division. And I'm going, "You're having a laugh, aren't you?" And I can't stop laughing. And he's going, "What are you laughing at?" I'm going, "I'm just thinking about you and your wife sitting up all night with these wee bits of paper and making sure they're ironed properly." So that was it.
That was the end of it.
So that was my career finished to Scotland.
And now, still love playing 5-a-sides?
Love it. Absolutely love it. I'm
do you miss
I'm,
playing proper?
Of course I do, yeah. I miss it. Didn't realise how much I was at a game, Celtic Rangers charity game at the weekend, and couldn't play because my knee's knackered. But I'm on the touchlines. I'm going, "God, I was kicking every ball." You know, I love going and keep myself fit, which I've not done for a while. But I love it. I just go and what today's stars would go and play and pay £3 to go and play football? Messi was a bit. Can you imagine Ronaldo not doing it? Even if.
He'd have your Cartier suit on.
Oh, aye.
He's one of them.
Aye, training. he's like a doll now, isn't he? He's just so perfect. You're like, "Oh, my God." And see, I seen him last night, the night before, the header, he had come off the post, and Benzema missed that. what a pelt he was giving them. Uh-huh. And he's shouting to the crowd and all that as if...
Playing the crowd, uh-huh.
You know, and I'm going, you ignorant. You know, the boys missed a chance. They put it by benches, uh-huh. You know. And he's shouting as if he's never misses any chances, you know.
Uh-huh. What about yourself? Is it TV worker? I could see you on maybe I'm a Celebrity or Big Brother or something there.
I would love to do Jungle.
Would you?
Aye.
There you go, there's a wee shirt.
A lot of people say to me, you know, it'd be good fun because they've not had a jock on for a while.
Nah.
So I think I should be in there, yeah. Last jock they don't, nobody knew him.
Who was it?
I don't know, that's what I mean. I don't know. Living in the jungle, never come out, nobody missed him.
Oh, mate, I'm sure 100 people would watch you on that.
I mean, it wouldn't be snakes, you need to worry about.
Frank, thanks very much, mate. Pleasure.
Absolute pleasure, cheers, thank you.
Thank you.